With Montana News, I'm Megan Myskowski. After years of waiting, the Southwest Montana Veterans Home broke ground today in Butte. Corin Cates Carney has more.
Colors collide. Port arms.
A crowd of veterans, right, Butteans, and state and federal political port figures arms. Gathered for the ceremonial groundbreaking on the 10-acre plot where more than $18 million 60-bed Living Center for Aging and Disabled Veterans is scheduled to open next year. The first proposal for the homes came in 1993. Among the crowd was Bill Willing, chairman of the Montana Board of Veterans Affairs. He stood on the mound of dirt just overturned by shovels, describing the construction to come.
It'll be like a campus. It's going to have individual cottages, five 12-member cottages. It'll be more like a home for the veterans, their own home, instead of being like a giant college dormitory, which is what we have like in Glendive. It's like a large hospital. But this is designed to be more of a home.
The Montana Department of Public Health and Human Services says the targeted opening date for the veterans' home is in the late summer of 2020. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.